Even though we as individuals are different in many ways, we're also the same in one particular way, is that we live to improve our lives. Everything that we want to do, everything we try to do, is to make things better in the future. And one of the marks of superior people, one of the marks of yourself, is that you realize that your outer life can only get better when you get better, that your life can only improve if you improve, and you can only improve what's going on around you by improving what's going on inside you. Your goal, your number one goal in life, is to fulfill your potential, is to become everything that you're capable of becoming. And when you make the commitment and be willing to pay any price, go any distance, overcome any obstacle to become everything you're capable of becoming, then everything becomes possible for you. The starting point of great achievement is for you to make the decision that you're going to be the best. Be the best. You are going to commit yourself and strive for excellence. You're going to move to the top of your field. It doesn't matter if it takes a week. It doesn't matter if it takes a month or a year or 5 years. Your goal is to go all the way to the top. And the starting point of going all the way to the top, the start, is rigorous self-analysis. Is you've got to look at where you are today. It's like if you are traveling and you find yourself in the middle of unknown country, the very first thing you do is you look at your map and you identify where you are so you can decide where you're going. And I want to share with you one of the most important principles of success that's ever been talked about. It's called the reality principle. Now, the reality principle simply says this. It says that successful men and women are those who see the world as it is. They are people who accept the world and accept themselves as it is and as they are. They don't engage in self-delusion. They don't fool themselves. They don't play games with their mind. They don't pretend things are or are not when it's not true. Successful men and women are very realistic. Jack Welch, the president and chief executive officer of a General Electric Corporation, says that leaders are those who see the world as it is, not as they wish it was. Now, point number three is the mark of the superior person is honesty. The mark of the superior person is honesty, and especially self-honesty and objectivity. In Shakespeare, it said, "To thine own self be true, and then it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not be false to any man." You have to be true to yourself. The only way that you can make great progress from where you are today is by being perfectly honest and objective in looking at yourself in relationship to where you want to go, so you know where you're starting from. So number four, the start of great achievement, the start of self-analysis, is to look at your unique talents and abilities. You see.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?